all the time. Now let's try it in Mandarin.
声音一直都很棒，是不是？是。 It doesn't work that well.
It doesn't work that well? Well, let's try it one more time in English then. God is good. All the time.
God is good.
Turn to someone next to you and tell them a way that God has been good to you this week.
So, 向你周围的人讲一件在上一周神恩待你的一件事。你们可以向彼此来讲一讲。
I got my leaves raked without dying.
All the neighbors have the leaves blown to my yard.
Is that good?
That's good. No guy leaves to rake.
All right. What special holiday happens in November? And I am not talking about Black Friday.
11月有一个什么比较特殊的节日，我不是指着黑色的礼拜五说的。Everybody
say together, Thanksgiving.
你一起说感恩节。I'm
a firm believer that Thanksgiving should be for the whole month, not just one day.
我个人觉得感恩节应该是一个月之久，不单只是一天。In
fact, I think that Thanksgiving ought to be 365 days a year.
甚至我觉得感恩节应该是一年之久。So
this morning we're going to talk about Thanksgiving. Hopefully by Thanksgiving you will be very thankful.
所以今天我们的题目是围着感恩节的主题。我希望讲到感恩节的时候，你们每一个人都学会了感恩。Those
of you like me, you remember a long time ago in grade school when you used to look at pictures and they would say, "What's different between this picture and this picture?"
你记不记得曾经在小学的时候，做过一种的测验，就是在一块图画里面，找一个与众不同的一个图画。So
here we go. Which picture is different in row one?
这好像这里指的四个雪人，哪一个比较跟其他的不一样？
Second row. They can't agree. Well, there is a difference in each row. One picture is different.
So, 这三列图画里面，每一行都有一个与众不同的图片。I
think the reason for these exercises was to help us to observe differences.
我觉得这个小学测验的这种是在训练这些学生他们的观察力。I
don't know about you, but I've noticed that grade school children are very good at telling differences, especially in their classmates.
但是我觉得小学生呢，他们每一个人都很精明，特别是可以挑剔彼此的小毛病。And
sometimes they would look at somebody like me and say, "You're weird, man."
有的时候他们看到我，可以也许他们说，你真是怪癖啊。Back
then it was an insult, now it's a compliment.
有的时候是侮辱的，有的时候是赞赏的。So
we're going to be talking about be an oddball who is popular.
所以今天我们的题目是与众不同，但是却能够被人接纳。Now
an oddball is really an English idiom.
这个怪癖这个字是一个美国的通俗的词。So
we have one. What kind of ball? Golf ball. Not too many people play golf, I can tell.
所以在我的右手里面有一个高尔夫球。
Two, three, four, all the same.
这四个高尔夫球都是一样的，是吗？
And we have one oddball.
但是却有一个特别的球，与众不同的。And
that's really what the term means.
这就是那个怪癖的这个字的意思。So
when we talk about being an oddball, different people mean different things, but usually we're looking at the one that is different, just like the slide we looked at.
所以我们讲到这个与众不同的这个有怪癖的东西，就是不正常的。The
Urban Dictionary has an interesting definition.
这个通俗词典对怪癖这个词有一个特别的定义。
It says, An oddball is a person who is considered abnormal or strange in their personality or appearance, also referred to as weirdo, freak, and other such derogatory terms. But catch the last line, in reality, not necessarily a bad thing.
So this is 字典上的定义就是 这个怪癖这个意思是 就是指的一个有不正常或有怪异的个性或外表的人，他们有的时候会被笑话为荒诞、奇形或者是其他贬称的这个词句。但事实上，这些怪癖并不一定是一些坏事。Were
there or are there any oddballs or weirdos or nerds in school when you were there?
你是否记得在学校里头会遇到一些这里古里古怪、举止不雅、或者是书呆子的这种人呢？
Some go to extremes to look like a weirdo.
有些人特别装扮的外表打扮成这样，就标新立异。
Some people say, I'm a weirdo, and so are you.
有人说我有点怪癖，但是你也一样。
We even like them on TV shows. Are any of you fans of Leonard on The Big Bang Theory? Sheldon, I mean, Sheldon?
Sheldon.
This is Leonard.
就好像这个电视上有一个连续剧叫Big Bang Theory 里面有一个特别古怪的人。Or
those of you who go back to when our kids were in school, we had of course Stevie Urkel. Did I do that?
Yes, you did. 或者是 Steve Urkel 他是穿着打扮举止都非常的特殊的一个人。
The truth of the matter is you can be somewhat different and still be popular.
但是事实上，就算你有一些与众不同的地方，但你也可以被众人来接纳。
I have a nephew by the name of Seth, and I think he liked to be a little different just because it got him a lot of attention.
我有一个侄子叫做Seth，他特别喜欢有一些与众不同的举动，他以这个来吸引人的注意力。
He even had a duct tape suit that he wore at school one time. Duct tape.
他甚至有一个用胶带制作的衣服。
But there seems to be this unwritten line that you don't dare cross or you are an extreme oddball.
但事实上，只要你不越过一些所谓不文明的界限，你可以有一些与众不同，只要你不太过分。
So that's what we're going to talk about this morning, and if you want to follow along and fill in the blanks, there is an outline on the back of the bulletin.
所以今天我的讲章在你的简报的后面，有一些地方可以给你跟着做填充的。So
the first thing we see is the popular oddball.
第一个我们就思想的就是，虽然古怪，但是却不讨人厌。
So the first thing let's do is take a look at the story.
我们先要看看圣经里面这一段的故事。
It's actually, for the most part, pretty easy to understand, but there are some things that are quite interesting in the story.
这个故事很简单，容易明白，但是有一些很特殊的地方。
So if you turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 17, we will take a closer look at the story.
所以我们打开路加福音十七章。
It says in verse 11, Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee.
十一节那里说，耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚、加利利。Now
Samaria and Galilee, as we look at a map, Jesus was traveling along the border here. You can see Samaria to the south and Galilee to the north.
我们看到这张地图讲到撒玛利亚在南部，加利利在撒玛利亚的北部。
And it tells us that some men who had leprosy met him there. They called lepers is the word that was used.
在那个地方他遇到了一群长大麻风的病人。
And of course, this is a disease of leprosy which is caused by bacteria.
大麻风是一种慢性的传染病，由病菌感染。
Starts as lesions on the skin.
开始的时候是影响这个患者的皮肤。
In the Bible, it often talked about turning white, meaning that it discolored the skin, made it a lighter color.
开始的时候，受感染的那一团皮肤，圣经说它慢慢变白了，就是它开始溃烂。
It can disfigure people.
会造成一些的疤痕。
But sometimes it will not heal and they cannot feel things, and so they lose the extremities of the body.
但是大部分这个溃烂的地方不会痊愈，而且渐渐影响这个外表神经，让人失去知觉、麻木，甚至失去他的指头。
And in Jesus' day, it was a very, very dreaded disease.
在耶稣的那个时代，这是一个很令人闻风变色的一种的这个可怕的病。
Now, if you look at verse 13, it says that they stood at a distance.
13节说他们远远地站住。
And because it was a dreaded disease, they had to stay in colonies by themselves.
因为这是一个很可怕的病，所以这些病人只能够聚成一团，聚集在一起，远远地离开正常的人。
And if they were around people, they had to stay a ways away from them because of it being contagious.
因为这是一种传染病，所以正常的人在他们附近的，他们要站得远一点，避免传给人家。
So they're standing here, and Jesus and his disciples over there, and they're hollering, "Jesus, have mercy on us."
所以，因为他们远远的站着，但耶稣跟他的一群人来到他们附近的时候，他们就喊叫着，对耶稣说。
And Jesus says something interesting in verse 14, if you're not familiar with the Old Testament law.
但是在十四节里面，第十四节，耶稣说了一句很奇特的话。 那如果我们对这个旧约圣经不明白的话，He
said, "Go show yourselves to the priests."
耶稣说什么呢？他说：“你们去把身体给祭司查看。”If
you want to read more on that, you can read in Leviticus chapter 14, verses 1 through 11, about when someone was healed, they had to go show themselves to the priest and make a sacrifice.
如果你想了解旧约的背景的时候，你要查看《利未记》14章。 就是当大麻风病人得洁净的时候，他们需要去给祭司查看，证明他们是洁净了，才能够回到以色列的营中。And
it's interesting that you would think Jesus would just say, "Be healed and be gone."
也许我们会奇怪，为什么耶稣不说不行一个神迹说，你们就在这里就被洁净了，就医好了呢？而要他们去给祭司查看呢？
No, but he told them to go to take the step. To go to the priest as if they were healed and they hadn't been healed yet.
但是耶稣却说，你们去给祭司查看，在他们还没有痊愈的时候，就这样子说，就是意思就是要他们跨出这个信心的一部，好像他们已经痊愈了一样。So
you see in verse 14, they were cleansed as they went.
但是在十四节那里却说，当他们跨出这信心的第一步的时候，他们身上的大麻风就被洁净了。
Well, this really isn't part of the sermon this morning, but it's very interesting how a step of obedience often has to be taken before God does the miracle.
这不是我们今天正道的主题，但是常常我们在信心的生活里面，我们需要跨出信心的第一步。Before
the children of Israel could cross the Jordan River, the priest carrying the ark had to step into the water, and then the waters were stopped and parted.
就好像以色列人经过旷野，那40年准备进入迦南要过约旦河的时候，祭司需要跨出第一步，踏在脚踏在水里面，约旦河的水才分开。Maybe
there is someone here this morning who needs to take that step of faith. You know what God has told you to do, but you haven't taken that step of faith, and so you have not seen what God wants to accomplish in your life.
也许在座我们当中也有人有这种的经历，神要你做什么，但是你尚未踏出那信心的第一步，所以你现在仍然没有看见神要在你身上彰显的这个能力。So
now let's look at the story, let's look at some of the similarities in the story and then the differences.
那我们现在就来看这个故事里面所讲到这几个大麻风病人的相似或者是相反的不同的地方。
How many of the 10 had leprosy?
10个大麻风里面有多少人长大麻风? 这是一个很奇怪的问题。10,
all right.
I told them it was a strange question because how many of the 10 have 10? So it's 10.
How many of the 10 asked Jesus to heal them?
有多少人求耶稣来医治他们呢?
10.
10个。
How many of the 10 took the big step of faith to go and show themselves to the priest?
有多少十个里面有多少个踏出那信心的第一步，去要给这个祭司查看呢？
And how many were healed?
多少人得到医治呢? 都是十,
but
十全十美,
what were the differences?
但是这十个大麻风病人里面有什么不同的反应呢?
You see, we have one oddball.
这里面有一个与众不同的，一个人做了与众不同的反应，是不是？
As we look at verse 16, it says one way that he was different. It says he returned and he was praising God, and he returned and he thanked Jesus.
在15节跟16节那里面，我看到这个人的反应非常不同，因为他看到自己洁净了，就回来大声归荣耀与神，又伏伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。
And as I was thinking about this, I was trying to remember how many people in the Bible said thank you to Jesus for all the ones that he healed and cast demons out, and I couldn't remember very many at all.
我看到这里，我就回想，在圣经里面，耶稣行了多少的神迹，但有多少的人因为得了医治而感谢他呢？
And so, isn't it nice to know that you can sometimes be in the minority and be right?
我们是否感到欣慰，因为知道虽然有些举动也许是少有的，或者是我们少数。 但是却是正确的。
The second way that he was different is he was a Samaritan.
这个人第二点与众不同的地方，他是一个撒玛利亚人。
Jesus said in verse 18 he was a foreigner.
在18节，耶稣说他是一个外族的人。
How many foreigners do we have here this morning?
我们中间有多少是外族的人？ Depends on the context.
And how did the Jews feel about the Samaritans?
犹太人对这些撒玛利亚人有什么观感呢?
They despised them. They called them dogs.
犹太人歧视他们，称他们为狗。
So if we were to put this into Chinese culture, at least for the older generations, it would be kind of like saying, it's almost like an afterthought. And he was a Japanese.
如果对从我们有文化背景的一些年长的人，也许我们会可以了解，这个人把他比喻成为一个日本人。And
so even for me this morning, as I looked around, I say, I guess I'm kind of an oddball here.
特别是我在今天在这里，在你们中间，我看看，也许我非常与众不同。There
are only about seven of us, eight of us that are Caucasians.
在我们中间有大概有七八位是白种人。Oh,
and we do have some that are half oddball.
或者是中间有一些一半的与众不同，就是他们是中西合璧的。I
hope it's okay if I said that.
希望不会冒犯到你们。If
you didn't catch that, they're half Chinese and half Caucasian. So. Well, what about this man who was healed? Was he popular?
这个被医治的大麻风的病人，他是否很被人接纳呢？
Well, we know he was with Jesus.
至少耶稣接纳了他。
And really, when you think about it, does it really matter if you're popular with anybody but Jesus? Isn't that what really matters?
我们需要仔细思想一下，人接受我们是真的那么重要吗？ 如果耶稣接纳我们的话，我们还在乎人是否接纳我们呢？
But as this event occurred almost 2,000 years ago, he has been popular with thousands, millions of people as they read the story in the Bible.
这在几千年以前发生的事情。So
there we have it. An oddball, who was popular?
这就是故事的重点，一个被接纳的 怪异人.
The second thing I want to talk about is, and it may surprise you, how to be a popular oddball.
我今天讲到的第二点就是我们来思想一下如何成为一个被人能够接纳的一个有怪癖的人.
Some of us don't really need too many lessons in being an oddball, but we're going to look at it from Jesus' point of view.
我们要从耶稣的角度来查看.
The first thing I would like to mention is how to be a popular oddball is to identify the enemies of thankfulness so we can deal with them.
首先我需要介绍一个特别的概念，就是 我们要了解谁认清楚谁是感恩这件事的敌人，认清他才能够来对付他。
Now, a number of you were here last year at the Thanksgiving dinner, and I also touched on this topic, but I'd like to review it.
这也是我过，在去年在你们感恩聚餐的这个聚会的时候所分享的重点。
One enemy of thankfulness is complaining.
感恩的第一个敌人就是埋怨。
People complain about the weather.
我们常常为这些小事埋怨不休，第一个就是天气。
And we have, in the United States, we have the best and most food in the world, but what do people often complain about?
在美国，食物的数量和品质都是世界最高的，但是却常是人这个埋怨的这个题目。
I should have asked our doctor how many parts we have in our body, but suppose we have 99,000 parts in our body and one of them doesn't work right or hurts, what do we do?
Complain. I hear it all.
Every day, right?
我们每一个人身体上有许许多多不同的器官部分，但是只要有一个不舒服，它就变成你这个埋怨的题目。
Complaining destroys thankfulness.
埋怨让我们失去感恩的心态。
And also in the United States, we have this problem with I deserve it.
在美国特别有一个是唯我独尊的，我应得的这个思想态度。
And we have even a Bill of Rights, and we think we deserve all that plus more.
我们甚至有这个觉得我们应该得的比我们现在所有的更多的这个权利。
And envy and covetousness.
嫉妒跟贪。
Envy and covetousness? Oh, you are okay.
Are you up all now?
All right. So envy and covetousness, that's what the motivation is behind all the advertising that we get.
在广告后面的动机就是他拿人的羡慕和嫉妒。 来做他这个做广告的一个机会，卖东西的机会。
Just yesterday, I already got an email advertising Black Friday specials.
昨天我已经收到在黑色星期五的大减价的这个通知。Taking
things for granted is another enemy.
另外一个感恩的敌人就是我们认为一切都是理所当然的。
And discontentment.
不知足、不满足也是毁灭我们感恩的一个敌人。Do
you identify any of these things in your life?
你是否在你的生活里面也发现你有这一方面的问题吗？
Did we complain about anything this past week?
我们在过去一个星期中是否在埋怨这个埋怨那个呢？
Did we complain because the church is cold?
今天早上你来这里，是否觉得这个教会，我们这个气温很冷呢？
Just think, it gives you an excuse to sit closer to that person next to you.
如果你感觉到这是给你一个机会，让你靠近，你坐在你旁边的那一位。
And I know some of you think it's cold because we're trying to save a dollar, but it's not really true. The boiler is not working.
也许有人会认为我们很吝啬，想节省电源，其实不是，因为我们的这个锅炉坏了，所以今天这个气温比较低。These
things are all enemies of Thanksgiving.
这些都是我们感恩的敌人。And
if we don't take care of them or don't do something about them, then we will definitely not be thankful.
如果我们发现有这些的危机存在而不去对付它的话，我们就失去了感恩的心。And
I think that the best way to look at these things is they are indicators to us that we are not being thankful.
但是如果我们发现我们生活里面有这些地方的时候，是告诉我们我们很难去感恩。
Which means we need to take the next step to take care of these things.
继续告诉我们需要走下一步。 来对付这些问题。
And so the next point I have is overflow with thanksgiving even when others don't.
那么我现在想教你们怎么样来让我们生活里面除去这些问题的存在，这个方法而不是叫集中精力去消灭这些问题，而是让你 感恩的东西在你的生活里面能够满盈。
So when we think of the word thankful, what does it mean?
这个英文字是 thank, 感恩是要充满感激啊。
Does it mean 25% full?
是充满的意思是什么？是25%。
Does it mean 50% full?
或只有50%的感激吗?
75% full?
还是75%感激就够了呢?
100% full?
还是充满的意思是说要100%的充满感激?
I'm going to use the object lesson I used last Thanksgiving, and then these four ping pong balls are going to represent these enemies of thankfulness.
所以我用去年的这个例子来证明 解释，就是说这个乒乓球是代表感恩的敌人。
So you can see, even though we might be half full of thanksgiving, there's still room for discontentment and envy and covetousness and all the things we listed.
所以这个水可能是就是代表感恩，虽然这个瓶子、这个罐子里面水只有一半，或者你有一半的感恩，但是仍然有空间让这些感恩的敌人存在。
But as we start to become fully thankful,
但是当我们把这个感恩的东西加到100%的时候,
and we find out that there's not room for these things,
这些乒乓球就没有空间让它存在，它们就 不攻自破的。
That's the problem with object lessons. Sometimes they don't cooperate.
你不需要用花很多的精力去除掉那个乒乓球，你只要把你的罐子里面的水加满了，乒乓球自然而然不攻自破就出去了。When
we're completely full of thanks, then there's not room for these enemies of thanksgiving.
所以当你的生命里面充满了感恩的时候，就没再没有空间让埋怨的事情存在。So
let's talk about some practical application.
让我们看看我们怎么样来应用在我们的生活里面。We
need to overflow with thanksgiving even when others don't to those around us.
虽然我们周围的人不喜欢感恩，但是我们却需要去让我们的生命里面充满了感恩。Let's
start with our family. Let's start right at home.
所以我们从我们的家庭开始吧。
Suppose the mother, the wife in the home has fixed a very nice meal and everybody sits down to eat.
如果家里面母亲做了一餐很美好的饭,
somebody says, and this would be the typical response, somebody says, oh, I thought we were going to have dumplings.
不受人欢迎,但是却常发生的这个家人的反应就是, 为什么又是饭? 我以为今天应该吃水饺了。
And somebody else says, do we have to have rice at every meal?
甚至有的人说，我们每一餐都要吃白饭吗？白米饭吗？
What would be the oddball response that would be very popular with the cook?
但是受欢迎的，但是却少有的反应是怎么样的呢？
How about a thanks? That was a great meal. I appreciate your hard work.
你是否愿意说，哎，这餐 这餐饭煮得真好。
Or that was delicious. It sure beats that restaurant down the street.
我真欣赏，比这个餐馆还好吃呢。
Well, then let's talk about the dad or the father in the home.
也许我们对父亲，用父亲来举个例子吧。
Garage is a mess. People are tripping over stuff. You can't find what you want.
车库里面乱成一团，每一次经过都被一些杂物绊倒。
So dad finally cleans up the garage and everything's in order and you don't trip over anything.
直到有一天, 忽然父亲心血来潮把车库清理得一干二净。
Sometimes typical responses would be like, must be dad sick.
不受人欢迎却是常常有的反应就是也许有人有孩子会说这个老爸一定是发神经了。
Or maybe the wife will say, honey, now that you have the garage cleaned, how about fixing the door? How about fixing this? And how about fixing the whole honey-do list?
妻子也许说啊，既然你把车库清理好了，那么你应该继续修理那个漏水的水龙头、缺油的门，一大堆一张一张的工作的清单都来了。
Believe me, those are all unpopular responses.
这些都是不受人欢迎，但是却常常发生的人的反应。
And we know that a simple compliment about, you know, the garage looks amazing. I can find what I want. That's great. Thank you. Goes a long ways, doesn't it?
但是一句赞赏说这个清理的真干净，我要找什么都很容易找到。这一句话会有很大的鼓励的力量，是吗？
Just one more illustration from the home. We can't leave the children out, can we? So son or daughter cleans their room, spends an hour doing it, 2 hours doing it.
另外一个例子就是我们不能够把家庭里面的这个孩子们遗漏掉，对不对？所以如果儿女突然有一天把自己的房子清理得很干净。
Unpopular response, honey, whose kid is this? It can't be ours. Ours never cleans the room.
不受人欢迎却常常有的反应就是也许父母会说这是哪家的孩子绝对不是我们的因为我们家孩子不整理房间的。
Or even worse yet, looking under, oh, look, you missed some dust under here, can't you clean it right?
或者更的吹毛求疵，看在床下，你看床下你遗忘了更多的灰尘在床底下，你都没有清理。
Believe me, those are very unpopular responses.
这些都是不受孩子欢迎的反应，但是却常发生在家里。
But the oddball response that could be very popular is, wow, that looks great, thank you for cleaning your room.
但是这个不寻常的与众不同的反应却受孩子欢迎的就是如果你说啊你的房子真干净越来越能干了欣赏你的干活的能力。
And you know what? Some of our whole home atmospheres would change.
知道吗
?We just had an attitude of thankfulness.
知道吗如果我们在家里面充满了这些感恩的语气的话，家里面的气氛都非常的不同。
Well, I would like to give you illustrations for all of these, but other Christians too. We need to be thankful for them and what they do.
另外，更多的例子，我们需要对其他的在我们周围的基督徒来感恩。
To our boss and coworkers, or if you're a student, to our teachers and fellow students.
对你的上司、你的同事、你的老师、学生。
And even our neighbors.
甚至我们邻居。
I just want you to take a minute right now as you've written down these things, and I want you to circle somebody that you need to be thankful to today or this week.
当你把这些笔记记下来的时候，我希望你能够在需要你去感恩的那些人，你把它圈下来。
It might really surprise your boss if you would walk into his office tomorrow and say, you know what?I think you're a great boss, and I really like working for you. Don't tell a lie, though. That's not true.
如果你真心的感谢欣赏你的上司的话，明天也许你可以去他的办公室说，我真是感谢你，我有一位这么好的上司。
So circle one of those that you feel God would have you to show a special thank you to this week.
把神感动你要去表示你感恩的这些人圈下来，在未来一个星期里面，你去向他表示你的谢意。
And then the second category would be to Jesus, the overflow of thanksgiving to Jesus.
除了在向我们周围的人感恩以外，我们第二个就是要感谢耶稣。
I just want to talk about some ways, and the first one is to say thank you, just like the Samaritan did.
向耶稣感恩，第一个，我们就好像那个撒玛利亚人，你要说出你的感恩。
Do us good to do like he did, and just regularly just get down on our knees and say, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
常常我们需要的就是跪下来向耶稣说：“我感谢你。”
Like, let's say that together. Thank you, Jesus.
我们一起说：“耶稣，我谢谢你。”
And it would do us good to tell him often and to use that much more than all the give me this and give me that and give me the other thing.
我们在祷告的时候，我们要平衡一下，多说点感谢神、感谢耶稣的话，而不是只知道向神或向耶稣要什么，给我什么，给我什么。
And also sing thank you to Jesus. We're going to do that in just a little bit.
除了说感恩的话以外，我们可以唱感恩的诗。
And I don't know about you, but it seems to me like when I don't feel thankful, either to put on praise music or start to sing helps me a lot to be thankful.
特别是我自己，当我不觉得能够感恩的时候，我要放一些感恩的音乐来舒缓我的心情。
And the next thing is to write a thank you.
或者是第三个是写下来一些感恩的笔记日记。
I think about a year and a half ago, I showed you my book of thanks.
1年半以前，我向你们介绍了我的这个感恩的日记。
I was inspired by a story by an elderly lady who was often joyful, and I said, how can you, at your age, be joyful so much?
我被一个年老的姊妹感动，你这么大年纪，你怎么有这么多的感恩呢？
And she said, every day I write down something that I'm thankful for.
他说：“每一天，我把我所能够感恩的东西写下来。”
And I have my first entry here, January 1, 2010.
我从2010年1月1日开始。
And it's almost time to get a new book.
到现在我需要很快就要买另外一本新的笔记簿了。
And it even does me good to go back and read all the things and ways that God has blessed me by going back to this book.
回去读我写下来的，非常的这个让我感受。
And then about, was it about a year ago, Nancy, that our daughter Melody told Nancy about a book?
大约一年前，我的女儿告诉我，妻子一本书。
It's not showing up very clearly, but it says, A Dare to Live Fully Right Where You Are, 1,000 Gifts.
是不太清楚，但是说，在，Look
on the screen.
就在你现在的这个岗位上，活得非常的有色彩，1,000种的，礼物。
This lady whose name is Anne Voskamp tells her story.
在这本书里面，作者讲述她的一个故事。
I'm just going to give you part of it because I want you to read it for yourself.
我只告诉你们一小部分，其他的我想你自己去读这个故事。
I haven't read this book, but my wife has. She recommends it. In fact, she bought a bunch to give away.
我的妻子非常喜欢这本书的内容，所以她买了很多册来送给人。But
when Anne was only 4 years old, she witnessed a terrible thing.
在这个作者4岁的时候，他目击一场恐怖的悲剧，had
a huge negative impact on her.
让他的心灵大受创伤。By
the time she was 7 years old, she had an ulcer.
但她7岁的时候已经患了胃溃疡。She
says that early in her teens, she started cutting herself.
在她少年的时期，她常常用刀片把自己的皮肤刮伤。In
her 19, she was diagnosed with agoraphobia, which is an anxiety fear.
在她19岁的时候得到这个恐慌症，就是对公共场合产生一些非常不平常、不正常的一个恐惧的心态。How
was she set free?
她怎么得到释放的呢？
A friend dared her to write out a list of 1,000 things she loved.
她的一个朋友用激将法，要她写下1,000种她所喜爱的东西。
And as she was writing out the list, she began to realize that these were all gifts God had given her and showed his love to her.
当她一个一个把她的喜爱的东西写下来的时候，她发现这些东西都是神赐给她的1,000种的礼物。
And guess what happened as she started to truly be thankful?
当他真正的学习感恩的时候，什么神迹发生了呢？
God worked a miracle in her life.
神在他的生命里面就医治了他，行了这个神迹。
And if you don't want to read the whole book, you can hear her testimony as she talks to Warren Smith at this website.
所以这个神清除他这个恐惧和忧郁的这个神迹的过程，如果你不想去，没有时间去看那本书的话，你可以看这个网路。
So I have another assignment for you. You know I'm a teacher, right? So I have another assignment for you.
因为我是老师，所以我还有另外给你们今天一个另外一个功课。
I want you to start writing down something every day. Maybe three things, if you would. That makes 1,000 in a year of things you are thankful for.
所以我要你每一天写下至少一种感恩，或者是至少三种令你感恩的事，一年以后就有了1,000种了。
I believe there are some people here this morning who are depressed, who are going through difficult times, and what God wants you to do is starting to be thankful.
特别当我们有忧愁有一些难处，神要医治我们的方法是让我们，花时间专注在一些值得我们感恩的事上，而不是在一直在想我们这些难处。
And some of you will remember that 2 years ago in Thanksgiving, I preached a sermon called "Be Thankful for That." You've got to be kidding.
2年前在感恩节的时候，我的这个讲章的题目是要为那些事情感恩吗？你真是莫名其妙。
There are many things that we can find to be thankful for, which are God's gifts to us.
在我们生命里面，实在我们有许许多多的神赐给我们的东西，值得我们感恩的。
The fourth thing is to give a thank offering.
最后，第四项，我们是应该给一个感恩的祭。
We like to at Thanksgiving time find a project like the Hope Mission downtown. It gives away free meals at Thanksgiving and give them some money to help provide those meals.
在感恩季节，城里头一些为了这个无家可归的人，有一个举办一个免费的晚餐。
And some of you may be wondering, well, why should I give away my money?
也许有些人说，为什么我把我的金钱给人家呢？
And I think back to when my children were little.
当我的孩子年轻的时候
，I give them a bag of M&Ms.
我买给他们一袋小袋的巧克力糖。
And sometimes they would come back to me and they say, "Dad, would you like some of my M&Ms?"
偶尔他们也许会回来告诉我说，爸爸，你愿不愿意跟我一起分享？
Did I need their M&Ms?
我需要他们的这个巧克力糖吗
？Not really. I could have gone and bought 20 bags for myself if I would have wanted them.
实在不需要。如果我要的话，我可以去买20包都可以。我不需要他们跟我分享我给他们的糖。
But just the fact that they came back to me and offered me some as a thank you blessed my heart.
但是他们回来愿意跟我分享的那个举动，让我感到温馨。
Showed that they were truly thankful.
表示他们实在是感谢。
And another reason God wants us to give back to Him is because it reminds us that we are simply stewards. We simply take care of the things we have. They all belong to Him.
神要我们奉献的另外一个要求的原因，另外一个原因就是要我们明白，我们不过是他所赐给我们一切的好处的，就是管家。
So I encourage you to find somebody or some organization that needs some money or some help if you don't have money or some food and give a thank offering.
所以我建议我鼓励你去找一些这些机构啊，专人帮助有需要的人的这些机构。如果你没有金钱的话，你可以付出你的时间去帮助。
And then the last thing is to live a life of thanks living.
最后，我觉得我们需要过一个感恩的生活。
Would you read this verse from Romans with me?
我们一起读罗马书12:1。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
罗马书十二章一节，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，啊，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。我们如此侍奉是理所当然的。
And so we give our lives to Him. We say, Lord, it's not just my words, it's not just my songs, it's just not my money. Here I am to live for You in a thankful way.
最后，我们不单只是用我们的言语，我们一切。我们将我们自己完全的献上。
And thanksgiving is odd. You will be an oddball.
口头上来感恩是一件少有的事，所以你做这件事的话，你就变成一个古怪的人。
And it's weird, at least if you call weird what is not what most people do.
你为什么人称为是一个古怪的人？因为他做一些人不常做的事情。
But I tell you today that thanksgiving will change your life.
但是如果我们能够在生活里面学习过一个感恩的生活的话，它会改变你的生活。
And thanksgiving will affect the lives of all of those around us.
你的感恩的生活也会影响我们周围所有人。
So you said you wanted to be popular?
你希望被人接纳吗？
How about being popular by being different instead of going along with the majority?
我建议你要因为与众不同而受欣赏，而不是为了要迎合大众随波逐流。
And so there you have it. My challenge to you today is be an oddball. Who's popular?
所以我对你所发出的挑战是在感恩的季节里面，你要活一个，变成一个与众不同的人。
This makes a good transition over to the Lord's Supper Communion, which we are celebrating today.
这个题目也帮助我们来进行今天的主餐。
Because as Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16,
在哥林多前书十章十六节，保罗那里说
，He says, "Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ?" And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ?
我们所祝福的杯岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼岂不是统领基督的身体吗？
And so it says right there that this cup that we partake in is a cup of thanksgiving.
所以这个杯我们所领受的是一个感恩的杯。
And so we're going to ask the deacons to come at this time.
我们请执事到前面来。
And we will partake of the Lord's table.
我们一起领受主的饼和主的杯。
Now, as they're coming, I just want to let you know, especially if you might be new this morning.
当他们上来的时候，我想让你们知道，特别是今天你们新第一次来的话。
How we do communion here at the Chinese Church.
我们在南湾华人教会怎么样来领圣餐？
The church constitution says that if you are a baptized Christian, whether you are a member here or not, you are free to partake of communion with us.
根据教会的宪章，如果你是信徒，已经领受洗礼的时候，不论你是否是教会的会员，我们都欢迎你跟我们一起领受圣餐。
If you're not a Christian yet and you're just considering that or thinking about it, we ask that you just observe this morning as we partake of communion together.
但是如果你尚未洗礼进入得救经过洗礼的话，我们暂时请你观察就好了。
This is something that just we as Christians do, and it does have a meaning to it.
这个圣餐是不单只是我们例行的一个仪式，也是有非常深远的意义。
And for those of us who are Christians, we ask that as the bread is being passed, that you use this as a time of reflection and asking God to show you anything in your life that needs to be taken care of.
如果是在座的信徒、基督徒经过洗礼的，你领到圣餐的时候，也用这一段时间来反省，让圣灵光照，看我们生命里面是否有需要对付的地方。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father in heaven, we are thankful today for Jesus.
天父，我们今天为耶稣所做成的一切来献上感谢，
He's the reason that we are here today.
只因为他，我们今天才能够聚在这里。
We pray that as we remember him, that we would be truly thankful in our hearts.
我们祈求，当我们纪念他的时候，我们心里面有真诚的感激。
We pray that you'd bless this bread and this juice.
也求主你来洁净，来赐福。
And help us to remember anew what Jesus went through for us. In Jesus' name we pray.
让我们纪念耶稣为我们所付上了什么代价。我们这样祈求是奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
The Bible tells us that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, that he took bread and he broke it. And he said,
圣经告诉我们，当耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，拨开了，祝谢，就拨开说。
And he said that this bread is my body, which is broken for you.
这是我的身体，为你们舍的。
And he said, "Whenever you eat this, remember me."
你们当如此行，为的是纪念我。
So the deacons are going to pass the bread to you at this time. Just please hold that, and we'll all take together.
所以我们的执事会把饼分到你的面前，你拿着，暂时不要用，等我们一起都领受，领到了以后，我们一起享用。
So the bread represents Jesus' body, which was broken for us.
这个饼是代表基督的身体，擘开舍了，为的是为我们。
I'd like you to do just something a little different today. I'd like you just to hold the bread up, and together we'll say, "Thank you, Jesus."
我们一起举起这个饼，说我们 一起说：“耶稣，我谢谢你。
”Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你。
The Bible goes on to tell us that after they had eaten, that Jesus took the cup and he gave it to them.
然后耶稣也拿起杯来说，这是他的血所立的新约。
This morning while the cup is being passed, we're going to sing three songs of thank you to God for what he's done for us.
当我们传杯的时候，我们要唱一首感恩的歌。
So they'll be on the screen in both Chinese and English. And the first one is There is a Redeemer. Just sing one stanza that.
我们唱三首，每一首唱一节，在投影片上。
God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit to the work on earth is done. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. And now let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks, give thanks. And one in particular is thank you, Lord, for saving my soul, the greatest offering or gift that could be given to us. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich and free. Are we truly thankful this morning?
我们是否真正的感恩呢?
And let's say Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
And we're going to conclude by singing one more song. It's a little livelier song. It's called, O Lord, I Thank You. And where you see the asterisks, that means you clap your hands. I think Chinese can do that. Let's stand up as we sing this chorus.
我们从起立唱一首，这是比较轻松的。当你看到那个记号的时候，要拍手。
I thank you. I really thank you. I just thank you all the days of my life. Oh Lord, I thank you. I really thank you. I just thank you all the days of my life. Now we're going to pick up the tempo just a little because Stephanie likes to play them fast and I like to sing them fast. Not real fast, but a little bit faster. Ready? Oh Lord, I thank you. I really thank you. I just thank you all the days of my life. Oh Lord, I thank you. I really thank you. I just thank you all the days of my life. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we just bless your name today.
天父，我们称颂你的名。
We thank you again for Jesus.
为耶稣，我们再一次向你感谢。
Lord, we want to be people who are different when it comes to saying thank you.
天父，帮助我们在表示感恩的事上，我们可以与众不同。
So we ask that you would remind us and that your Holy Spirit would give us the ability to say thank you on all occasions.
求圣灵提醒我们，为了每一件事情，我们来感恩。
Bless us with the privilege of being thankful oddballs for you.
让我们成为一个在感恩的事上说与众不同的一个信徒。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
You may be seated.
请坐。
首先，让我欢迎第一次来到我们中间和我们一起聚会的朋友和弟兄姐妹们。
I'd like to take this time to welcome those who are here for the first time,